This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Ed Henry is on the couch today. You must have a prediction for who.
Well, I think Merrick Garland is interesting, actually, because you had Democrats so mad about he being picked to be a Supreme Court choice for Barack Obama and then never getting a hearing. And Democrats, you have all these statements from Chuck Schumer and others saying he's so fair-minded.
Right.
He's such a great guy. Give him a hearing for the Supreme Court. If Donald Trump now puts him up and Chuck Schumer wants to block him, not only the hypocrisy on top of what Chuck Schumer and others said about James Comey just a few months ago. I think the bottom line here is you have, no matter who this president puts up, Democrats have been trying to stall all of his nominations, and they're now trying to link this to appointing a special counsel to investigate Russian interference in the election. If you do that, if Democrats do that and block whomever is picked by the president, you realize that the FBI chief is at the center of fighting terror on our streets. Do they really want to play games with the FBI director?
Well, of course they do. It's all about an advantage. Of course, that's Ed Henry with Fox News. And as we've been saying, this isn't about legislating. This isn't about doing the people's business. It's all about the Democrats resisting, and they're doing everything they can to waste this 4 years. The way they see it is they want to limit the damage that a Donald Trump administration will do. And so self-righteously, they have determined that at all costs, they should resist. And this is what this is all about. And, you know, and the thing is that's so disgusting about this lady, think about it. We're paying their salaries. We're paying them to be this dysfunctional.
Well, again, it doesn't hurt them. They're not
going to be hurt by this. They still have their jobs. They still have their pension. They still have their health care. But everybody else on Main Street America who is depending on them to do their job on behalf of the people so we can get this country back on track, we're the ones that are getting short-sheeted on this deal. Now, you stop paying them for a while and say, okay, when you guys start legislating, we'll pay you. It kind of reminds me of that story. This was about the Mars, the Mars Empire, the candy company, remember? They had a situation there where they decided to reward local managers based on profit. And so, and I guess there was enough incentive there, and the managers wanting to do, the right job and, seemingly do the right thing and save money. In one particular instance, there was a manager that pretty much kind of refused to fix the air conditioning because he wanted his part of the company to look profitable. And at the time, they couldn't seem to be able to swing the repair of air conditioning and still look good as far as the budget was concerned. Well, one day, the CEO of Mars is walking through on a inspection, and he gets to that part of the building, and he's going, what the heck is going on here? How long has this been happening? And the manager, well, we're trying to save money, be profitable and everything like that. He said, well, that's ridiculous. So he tells two of the people there, why don't you go get his desk and you bring it here to this floor? Well, needless to say, that air conditioning got fixed pretty quick. Sometimes, for being penny wise and pound foolish, we hold to certain values and things. But, we're not talking about this. And I'm just thinking, hey, look, this is the people's money here. And how irresponsible is this that we're so divided and so politicked up and exercising ourselves, and we're going to make ourselves look bad on an international scale, sending the president off, knowing that here you got all these people on the sidelines. I mean, this is kind of the gauntlet, This is the new gauntlet for President Trump that he's running through right now. And the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, and, of course, Hillary Clinton, who's decided to get back into the fray of things, after all the money we've invested in her and trusted in her, you know, her answer is, hey, we're going to resist and we're going to just be a big problem child and throw our fit and waste the people's money. Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate you serving this country.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Live.
Yeah, I know. You didn't think it was going to be such an uphill battle, did you? I mean, you know, you think that we're all in this boat together, and we know enough. I mean, we've got enough empirical evidence in our lives to know that when we're working together, we can get a lot accomplished. We become divided, you know, as we are today. I mean, this is not the United States. We're the un-United States of America. And I'm not saying onion, like what you have on your hamburger. I'm saying un, you know, we are not united. That's just the way it is, and we're paying a big price for it. I want to bring on Dr. Ann Pierce into the conversation, author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, and American society. Her foreign policy work emphasizes both national security and global stability, human rights, and political freedom. Ann, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. I think I'm stressed about the same things you are.
Yeah, this is incredible. I mean, here are presidents getting ready to go on a pivotal international tour, and we're sending them off with all this clamor in the background, a loss of confidence seemingly based on, you know, false narratives. I mean, this latest Washington Post report from a former, you know, senior official, which is code for probably a former Obama apparatchik, coming up with some sort of fake news story because, you know, there's no discernment. I mean, they didn't even bother to validate the information. They just went with this leak and put it out there. And, of course, anything that has to do with the Russians and Donald Trump is all spurious anyway, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, whether this leak has any truth to it, we just cannot be sure. But the problem is, as you said, that there is so much leaking. I mean, it wasn't ideal for President Trump to meet with Foreign Minister Lavrov just after Comey was fired and then to have a Russian photographer in there when no press was allowed in. And I guess what the Washington Post story is saying is that Trump mentioned details about ISIS in such a way that could potentially compromise the source. In other words, it would allow Russia to figure out the source, given that Russia is so good at these things. And that, in turn, is giving information to an aggressor, Russia.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Which would eventually end up in the hands of ISIS, right?
Well, or it could theoretically end up hurting whoever it is that's helping us get information about ISIS, since
right. The
idea is that we can't trust Russia even to necessarily get out there and in a straightforward way support the opponents of ISIS.
Mm.
So you don't know what Russia might do with any information that it could use against anyone, whether they're for or against ISIS. And what people seem to be saying today is that even though National Security Advisor General McMaster said that Trump didn't divulge sources or methods, they're saying he stopped short of saying Trump didn't share any intelligence with Russia. So I am just waiting to try to understand more, but I am with you in being very concerned about the leaking and by the venom with which the press and so many, I mean, on Twitter, it's all over, are going after Trump and the uniformity of the narrative, the way everyone mimics everyone else's narrative and so often gets information. You see news sources, newspapers picking up their own stories from other newspapers as long as they serve the purpose of bringing Trump down.
Exactly.
And, in the meantime, the world is exploding all over. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, and you got Main Street America. They just want to get back to work, you know, and they're so frustrated that we're wasting time here instead of the administration and our legislators being busy about the people's work, like, you know, health care, you know, tax reform, you know, other important issues. We got to get bogged down with this, with these false narratives. And we already know, Dr. Pierce, that there are those purveyors of fake news because they're getting a profit from it. As long as they're able to generate eyes and people that will pay attention and read these things, they get paid for telling us lies. Because that's the way, unfortunately, the market works right now.
Yeah, and again, this gets back to this so uniform and venomous anti-Trump narrative that seems to block out the American people. Because along with that is the utter disdain with which the American voters are treated. I mean, I see it with people I actually respect as, from a policy standpoint on Twitter, and the way they will demean Trump supporters and voters and just cavalierly say Trump needs to be impeached without ever mentioning that the people voted for this man and do they deserve some respect. And you mentioned domestic policy, which is being ignored, and it's not just that it's being ignored, but it's that credit is never being given where credit is due. So even if you have a valid criticism of Trump, that drumbeat is so pervasive and loud that when, for example, Trump has the teachers into the White House and supports school choice in a way that I think is so admirable, that that gets drowned out. And on a foreign policy standpoint, I have actually been really relieved, as I've said before on your show, by the quality of Trump's foreign policy and national security team. I think he has an incredible team in place, and since I talked to you last, I actually ended up writing an article for U.S. News and World Report, which they renamed A Promising Start, because what I talk about in that article is that Trump's posture toward China and North Korea can reasonably be described in terms of better policy already reaping better rewards in terms of putting pressure on North Korea's enablers to stop doing so to the extent that they were doing, and backing away from the futile pursuit of negotiations, which just kept buying North Korea more time and cover for their nuclear program. And that's just one example of foreign policy that I see improving. I mean, yesterday, another example, I was so thrilled. The State Department came out with an extremely convincing and powerful statement against Syria, against their systematized torture, their barrel bombs, starvation sieges, their prisons, and now they're citing Syria for actually using crematoriums in those prisons to cover up mass murder.
Oh, wow.
And the State Department also really emphasized in a way that the Obama administration never did Russia's and Iran's culpability in enabling Assad and called them out repeatedly in that statement. Well, that's a really positive departure for human rights, let alone for strategy, because obviously, from a human rights standpoint, we need to speak out against the Assad regime and its enablers, Russia and Iran. But also from a strategy standpoint, we have to stop being so naive that Russia and Iran could possibly be doing anything good to help us in the battle against ISIS. So,
supposedly Russia is has declared war on ISIS, right?
Yes, supposedly.
Yes. And I understand that. So we've got more from Dr. Ann Pierce. Stay with us, America. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Pierce, author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents. Ann, your book, A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry, available at all the usual places, right?
That's right, yes.
Okay, well, for more from Dr. Pierce right after this. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, with all this investigation of Russia and their fingerprints in the last election and everything, you know, I keep thinking we need to hear from Clara Peller. You know, where's the beef? You know, we're not getting the beef here, Dr. Pierce. We got a lot of noise and no beef after all is said and done. You know, you hear the Democrats and the alt-left is, oh, we're in such a constitutional crisis and, you know, this is Watergate. And you go, well, wait a minute. And with Watergate, there was a criminal offense. And the criminal offense that consistently is ignored here is the unmasking of Mike Flynn. I mean, the media and all the politicians and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have stepped right over, you know, the body of Mike Flynn to chase down this supposed Russian ghost.
Yeah, and that unmasking was such a serious violation of intelligence protocol. And this is the problem, that we see this constant hypocrisy here, where the very thing that the left allowed, they are now hyper-vigilant about, supposedly.
Right.
Another example of that would be the Trump-Lavrov meeting. From my perspective, I am really concerned about Russia. Mm-hmm. So I think that meeting probably deserves some criticism. But where was the criticism of the much worse meetings between Kerry and Lavrov? Secretary of State Kerry continuously met with Foreign Minister Lavrov and hatched out so-called peace plans for Syria, which mm-hmm. had no other end purpose than to buy Assad time, often just when time was running out, and also bolstered Russia's position in Syria and in the Middle East, and, by the way, bolstered Iran's position there, too.
Exactly.
There was no criticism, no attention, even when those Kerry-Lavrov meetings resulted in the worst plan of all, in which the U.S., against Pentagon wishes, actually agreed to cooperate militarily with Russia against ISIS in Syria. And imagine all the intelligence sharing that plan required, which was one of the reasons the Pentagon was so vehemently against it. I would like to know what intelligence was shared as that plan was hatched out. And the only reason we didn't go forward fully with that military cooperation with Russia was that Russia immediately started to bomb our own rebels on the ground.
Right.
Just immediately violated the agreement. So I could go on and on and on to all the ways that the left was enabling Russia,
mm-hmm.
and now they're so hyper-vigilant, it's beyond hypocrisy. I don't even know what to call it.
Well, and you wonder, Dr. Pierce, if some of that information that was shared with the Russians, is that what exposed our military to them to attack? Because they wouldn't have known where they were at unless there was an exchange of information. But, you know, there's no way that we're going to find that out, and especially, you know, the Washington Post and the other mainstream media that's out there are ignoring these possibilities, because true journalism has, all but gone by the wayside, and they've turned in their journalism cards for the sake of, their ideology and their hatred. Their pronounced hatred of Donald Trump.
Yeah, in fact, I tweeted the other day, I said journalism is in anti-Trump shallows, and nuance and reason and the big picture and global reporting and recent history are lost. And I think the thing that most concerns me is the recent history, the way that the Obama-Clinton-Kerry domestic and foreign policy has been whitewashed and is routinely whitewashed in the news. And the way that, as I said, credit is not given when and where it's due to the Trump team, whether it's domestic and foreign policy, you take the two combined and you really have a disregard for history and what it must mean in a free society. I find it so concerning that what we're seeing is the selection of news and the oppression, or suppression, I guess is the right word,
exactly,
of news according to whether it supports the narrative.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been, sadly, we've become, we've become controlled by this propaganda machine led by the mainstream media. And that's really sad to think about. And I'm glad you talk about recent history, because this is what I believe what is hurting the reason for publications like the mainstream media. They're here to document history, and their documentation of history is so jaded, so inappropriate that Dr. Pierce, I think, we're going to have a couple, we're going to have a generation down the road who's going to look back at this time and go, what were these people thinking? Because it's just going to be a misrepresentation of what, what happened and is happening here. I think one of the things, and I don't know if you agree with this, but Donald Trump needs to stay, maybe get out of D.C. for a while. Because the echo chamber there is so loud, and there, he needs to take his case to the people. Go and do, he does really well in these venues. Take the story to the people. Let them hear from him directly, and to plead the case of what he's doing, and have them put pressure, back on the politicians to do their job. I mean, Scott and I were talking about this earlier. The politicians there in D.C., what do they care? They're still getting paid. They're still getting health care. It's not a problem for them. But for the people in Main Street, they're the ones that are suffering without a job. They're the ones that are losing exchanges. They're the ones that, they don't know what to do about their health care situation right now. And everybody's kind of in limbo while, you've got all these ideologues just causing problems. And, the Democrats are the ones that created this mess. You'd think that they would do something to at least say, hey, look at, let us help out here.
Yeah. And just focusing on foreign policy is a parallel to what you're talking about. I mean, the reason I wrote A Perilous Path is that I very quickly became so concerned as Obama and Clinton foreign policy was articulated and put into place that I had to write this book. I knew this could not lead in a good direction. When you're rejecting our best foreign policy traditions, which emphasize peace through strength and human rights, and you're downgrading our defenses and de-emphasizing our ideals and reaching out to the world's very worst dictators and offering to negotiate with them without any preconditions and not focusing on growing and escalating threats from hostile regimes and extremist groups. And so A Perilous Path came out of my utter and total concern about where it would all lead. And now, for the most part, we are in a world that is, in Chuck Hagel's own words, exploding all over. And that is in part the result of these vacuums that we left around the world that were filled with extremist regimes and extremist groups. Syria, again, is the prime example. Into that vacuum flowed Russia, Iran, Hezbollah, and ISIS. And you just look anywhere in the world, and it's so troubled. Iraq and Lebanon and Yemen, Sudan, Libya, Venezuela, Ukraine, and obviously Iran and North Korea, and China flexing its geopolitical muscle in a way we've never seen before. And here we have this singular focus on the person of Trump, which drowns out any possible focus on policy. And it really does affect the people who are highest up, and that includes in the intelligentsia, in the policymaking circles. And just last week in D.C., I saw an example of this. The Hudson Institute generally leans conservative, moderate, and very civil, and they invited a direct report to Kerry to talk about policies. Well, oh, wow. She didn't talk about policies. What she did was she issued a non-stop defense of Kerry policies, which allowed for no other discussion. And one of her talking points was that Obama administration policy was that Assad must go. Well, that is a lie, but they are out there saying that so much that is picked up all through the press. Obama said that once in a mute way, but none of his policies indicated any concern for the atrocities.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Dr. Ann Pierce, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ann.
This report is brought to you by Merck. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have called it a silent killer. Chronic hepatitis C virus affects 3.5 million Americans, and U.S. veterans are three times as likely to be infected as the general population. Dr. Eric Lawitz, a veteran and physician at the Texas Liver Institute in San Antonio, is teaming up with Merck to urge veterans to talk to their doctor about Hep C.
Chronic hepatitis C can have serious consequences. If left untreated, there's a high risk of liver damage, including liver failure or liver cancer. Even though it can be detected by a simple blood test from your doctor, about half of those infected don't even know it. But thanks to recent medical advances, people with this disease have treatment options.
If you are a veteran, don't wait. Talk with your doctor about chronic hep C today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us, however you're joining us on any one of the 280 affiliates that we have around this great country of ours or around the world via shortwave. Good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. American Legion National Commander Charles Schmidt is with us, a Vietnam War veteran. He loves his country, but believes that America could do more to love those who have worn the uniform and protect our way of life. The American Legion believes that America has always been a great nation, but we do believe that our country could be even greater, according to Schmidt. A retired Air Force officer said the budget increases for the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Defense by the Trump administration are desperately needed steps in the right direction, but the global war on terrorism is far from over. He said he recently visited Korea's demilitarized zone, and the tension there is very real. Not only is defense of our nation the top constitutionally mandated responsibility of our government, care for our veterans and their families has been a solemn promise of our government since President Lincoln's second inaugural address. 100 years ago, the United States entered what was supposed to be the war to end all wars. Sadly, it wasn't. In order to maintain a top all-volunteer force, we must serve our veterans as well as they have served us. We must also be prepared to prevail against all potential enemies. The American Legion is dedicated to these principles. Commander, good to have you with us. Always good to be talking to you. This is becoming an annual event, and I always cherish and appreciate the time that we can have with you, Charles Schmidt.
Well, Bill, it's an honor to be with you once again, and we appreciate the opportunity to discuss, I think, something that's near and dear to many Americans' hearts is the men and women who have served and are serving and even will serve our great country. So I'm honored to be here with you this morning.
Well, you know, for this time here that we have to talk about the important issues facing vets today, let's bring clarity to that so that our listeners do not or that they have a bead focus on what is concerning for our vets today.
Well, I think, Bill, as we're concerned, we, the American Legion, and when I talk about the American Legion, certainly I'm talking about 2.2 million American Legion members, veterans who have served this country during a wartime environment. Mm-hmm. The VA is obviously something on certainly our minds. The American Legion was very instrumental in getting the VA, which was known when it first started, known as the Veterans Bureau in 1921. And over the years, the VA has been taking care of veterans, those with service-related, service-connected disabilities, injuries, wounds. Now, today, the signature war or signature wound of the Iraq-Afghanistan war is PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and TBI, traumatic brain injury. And over the years, they've been taking care of veterans, and we believe it's a system worth saving. Even though it's the largest healthcare system in the United States, it has its imperfections, like I'm sure other health systems do. But we, the American Legion, is focused on that system, and as friends, we work with the VA every day to take care of veterans, and friends are honest with friends, and, mm-hmm. and when things go not so well, when veterans aren't being properly cared for in our minds, we're going to share those concerns with them as we did in 2014 about accessibility and quality health care. So we're going to continue to do that. And, of course, VA is not just health care. They take care of educational benefits and career opportunities and so forth. But they also help with claims if a veteran wants to file a claim. And then if that claim is not approved, if it's denied, the veteran has a right to appeal it. So we have another process that could follow on a claims process, the appeals process, which is a greater in-depth review. Maybe a second look, if you will, of a veteran's request for some sort of assistance or compensation, as the case may be. So, and also the accessibility is we always want to continue to hone that, particularly in the rural areas, and also the appeals process. Those veterans that have filed that claim, and as a result of that decision, they filed out appeals and try to get trimmed down that backlog, as many veterans have been waiting years for their appeals to be adjudicated just to find out if it's either approved or denied. And sadly, some of those appeals will outlive the veteran, and that is wrong. And some of those decisions on those appeals could be a quality of life issue for many veterans. So we're going to focus on that or continue to focus on that as well.
Well, Commander, we're talking about 80,000, you know, plus veterans here who are being affected by this delay. You would think, and I don't know how much more pressure we can put on the on this administration, to where they step up and take care of this. I mean, this has been going on way too long. And, you know, for those of us who have been in business, we see this as an opportunity, as a challenge. It seems that the resources are there. And, this should be something that we have a big focus on, is taking care of our veterans. Let's triage these veterans in such a way to where, you know, those that have been waiting longer, or, you know, they have a more immediate need, that we take care of those. And let's handle this $80,000 issue here. I mean, these are real lives. These are people here that are affected, their families that have been, you know, I mean, to say that they've been waiting for 5 years, I don't think our country would want to call on the call on the military and wait to 5 years before there was a military response. Would that be fair?
That's very, very well said and a very good point. You know, and as far as the appeals, let me say this. You know, the American Legion have been emphasizing a need for change in the appeals process even last year. And as a result, the VA listened and they got together some of the more larger veteran organizations and sat down and said, let's find a way to rework this process because it's taking too long for a veteran to get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And they sat down and they brainstormed and they came up with a new process to streamline that wait time. And interestingly, everybody agreed upon it with the VA and those who were participating in that process. And as a result, that process got submitted to the House of Representatives back in last fall. And in late, I think it was October, that the House of Representatives approved that process to streamline that process, cut down on the time, but yet give that veteran full justice in his or her appeals. Well, after the House approved it, of course, the focus was on the national election.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time as well, Congress went into recess because many of them were running for re-election themselves. So as a result of the elections, the holiday season and so forth, the Senate did not get addressing that appeals bill. So as a result, the 114th Congress closed. And so the appeals process, appeals modernization is what it's really called, bill, did not get passed. So now we got a new Congress, 115th Congress, but that bill has to start all over again.
Yeah.
Again, in my testimony before the Joint House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee on March 1st, we let it be known that veterans waiting so long that, again, some appeals may outlive the veterans.
Yeah, that is unacceptable. Commander, again, we thank you for your time. Appreciate you stopping in here at Bill Martinez Live. Where can they go for more information? We got about 5 seconds.
Okay, www.legion.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. And you can learn a whole lot about the American Legion, even signing up as a new member.
Fibrillation, or AFib, a common type of irregular heartbeat, with symptoms often described as butterflies in the chest. People with AFib have a 5 times higher risk of stroke than those without the condition. Dr. David Rose, a neurologist at the University of South Florida, is encouraging people with AFib to talk to their doctor.
Anticoagulants or blood thinners can help reduce the risk of stroke for people with AFib. That's why it's important to speak with a doctor who can help determine which blood thinner works best for you. Because blood thinners are associated with an increased risk of bleeding, your doctor can help you understand the risks and benefits of treatment. It's also important to ask your doctor about the availability of treatments that can reverse the blood thinning effect in the rare event of an emergency.
If you have atrial fibrillation, talk to your doctor today about your risk for stroke.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in the dippies. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there, and if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at Bill Martinez Live. Stephen Clifford is with us, served as the CEO for King Broadcasting Company for 5 years and National Mobile TV for 9 years. His previous jobs included Chief Financial Officer for King Broadcasting Company and Vice President for Bankers Trust Company. Has been a director of 13 public and private companies as well. Stephen Clifford, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, good to be here to talk about this topic and about your book, which is one of those things that it's really hard-pressed to explain, and maybe that's why you wrote the book, and that has to do with the compensation of top CEOs. You know, during the, particularly the last, you know, administration, the last 8 years, it seems the CEOs won at every turn. We see repeatedly the huge payouts to CEOs, and meanwhile, we're in the midst of a languishing economy, high unemployment, regardless of these job numbers that they try to tell us. We know reality on Main Street. It's disturbing, and it really just serves to provide narrative, added narrative to this haves and have-nots kind of scenario we have in this country.
Well, it not only provides narrative, it's, in fact, I believe, causative. I believe one of the reasons that the average working person has not gotten a raise in real income, inflation-adjusted income, since 1980, is the fact that CEOs have gotten a tenfold increase. And I think those two are very related. And
well,
so I think it's not just obscene pay. I think it's causing a lot of harm to a lot of people.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, because then here it is, you know, we get this argument of the top 1% and the noted greed here. You know, even David Stockman was on with us, you know, several months back and said, Bill, you know, there hasn't been, you got to really think about, there has not been one net Brett, what he would define as a Brett-winning job in America since 2000, which adds credence, you know, to what you just said. in terms of what's not happened, you know, since the 80s. So the everyman has taken it on the chin.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a large part of that is due to what I call a CEO pay machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in 1978, CEOs in this country were making, when I say CEOs, I mean Fortune 500 CEOs, mm-hmm. they're making 26 times what the average worker makes. Today, they're making 350, and if you include their stock options, 550 times what the average worker makes. By the way, in Japan today, that ratio is 16. So either CEOs today are worth 20 times what their predecessors were, or 30 times what Japanese CEOs are worth, or something's gone terribly wrong. And I think mm-hmm. something's gone terribly wrong.
Yeah, and the thing that's amazing is that it affects everything. I mean, even at the federal level, our government, the way it operates, it looks at some of these scales and says, well, you know, if they can make that kind of money, why shouldn't the federal government, you know, they may look at it and say, the American people are getting such a deal. Well, I don't know that we're getting such a great deal when we're $20 trillion in debt. And we've been arguing all this morning here that, you know, you've got the senator and congressman still getting their pay and their health care. Everything's rolling along okay for them. But Main Street America is without a job, and they're not even sure what doctor they can go to right now.
That's right. And, you know, the irony of this, of the CEO pay is that it has nothing to do with the market. This is, companies don't bid for other companies' CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
So this, it's a administered, rigged system that CEO pay consultants put in. So when I say there's no market, in these large companies, less than 2% of the CEOs were CEOs of another public company prior to becoming a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Jumps between one company and another happen less than once a year. 75% of all CEOs are internal hires. And the reason they're internal is that to be an effective CEO, you have to know a tremendous amount about one company.
Mm-hmm.
Its history, its culture, its personnel, its
exactly.
finances, its marketing, etc. And those skills and that knowledge you get as an internal candidate, but they're not worth much outside that company. And so companies don't rate each other for CEOs. There's not a market for CEOs. CEOs seldom jump to another company. And when they do, by the way, they're usually failures because they don't understand that company very well.
Mm-hmm.
So here you have this insane pay and all these people saying, oh, isn't the free market wonderful? And then they neglect the free market completely when it comes to how they pay their own CEO.
Now, you're saying this is being done by the consultants. Explain to our audience how this works, Stephen.
Well, it's very complicated, but basically, the consultants, to 1980, from Second World War to 1980, CEOs were paid like everybody else. They were kept at about 20 to 25 times the average worker's pay, and every year they got a raise that was roughly equivalent to what everybody else in the company got. Then the pay consultants came in and said, we've got a whole new way to do this. This idea of, you know, internal equity, that what CEO makes, it should be in line with what other people makes. We're going to throw that out. And what the CEO's pay should be based on is what other CEOs are paid. So they started with this idea that you have a peer group. So a company, mm-hmm. the first step in this process is a company selects its group of peers, supposedly companies that are of equal size and complexity. In fact, what it is they select companies that have very highly paid CEOs. So you start off with a high base. Then the second step is a company decides where do we rank within this peer group? Well, mm-hmm. every company lives in Lake Wobegon. So they generally rank themselves at the 75th percentile. So now
right.
the CEO is paid at the 75th percentile of this very highly paid peer group. Third step is the CEO then negotiates bonus measures and targets with the comp committee, and the CEO is in a very good negotiating position, and he will surpass these targets 80% of the time and, you know, double the amount that was targeted for his pay. And this, and then wonderfully, this huge pay that he's just received goes back into the peer groups of all his peers. They immediately get a bump because he got a big pay.
Exactly, sure.
And then because their pay went up, his pay will automatically go up next year. So what you've got is this giant game of leapfrog, which is assured to make CEO pay rise at skyrocket while the average guy gets nothing.
And, I mean, what about the boards? You know, they have a responsibility to the stockholders. They just go along with this? I mean, this is just the way it is, and, you know, there's no pushback on this? I mean, this is absolutely ludicrous, it would seem on its face.
It is ludicrous, and, you know, there's absolutely no justification for it, but boards are going along with it because, you know, one, the CEO, he's a good guy, he's the captain of the team, he may have invited them on the board. Two, he has all the information. They have no staff, no institutional memory. So, three, I don't think this ever motivates anybody, but it just so happens that board compensation, board fees, and CEO pay are highly correlated. So the more he gets paid, the more a board fee is. And that these companies, you're talking about annual board fees of $250,000 to $400,000 a year. It's not... Mm-hmm. It's not an inconsiderable amount. But I think the biggest cause of not asking any questions is, hey, everybody does it this way. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, the consultants have come in and said, this is the way we do it, and everybody does it this way.
So how much trouble are you getting yourself into by bringing light to this? I mean,
I'm an old man. They can't, you know, they can't do anything to me now.
So you've gone to enough cocktail parties. You know, one less cocktail party isn't going to hurt your feelings, right?
You know, I don't think I'm going to go back to any Harvard Business School reunions. But other than that, I don't think my life. You know, it's not going to affect my golf game very much.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm having a good time because I think this is an important issue. I think it's not just obscene pay. The fact is that it is hurting a lot of people, and mm-hmm. I think it's got to be reformed.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, is that the takeaway for us should be is that, yes, whenever you have this inordinate imbalance, something has to suffer. And we're talking the everyman, the worker who is putting in their hard-earned time and productivity. It is at their expense, not to mention the consumer, because it always seems for those companies that are involved with consumers, it always comes back to the consumer as well, right?
Well, you know, you mentioned productivity, and it's interesting. From the Second World War to about 1980, the average wage was tightly linked to increases in productivity. So as the economy improved and productivity improved, the average worker got paid for it.
Right.
Since 1980, productivity's continued to increase.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, we got to leave it there, but thank you very much. We got to have you back. Stephen Clifford on Bill Martinez Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the Internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunter.